Hey there, I'm Sam, and this is 7-Minute Books. Today we're talking about Gilded Rage by Jacob Silverman. Sophie, I have to ask, did this book change how you see the whole crypto and meme stock phenomenon?
Oh, absolutely. Gilded Rage is this deep dive into the culture of financial rebellion. It's not just about GameStop or Bitcoin. Silverman argues it's about a generation's anger and a broken system.
Yeah, I went in thinking it would be another Here's How Crypto Works book, but it's really a social commentary. The GameStop story, for instance, everyone called it David versus Goliath.
Right.
And Silverman shows that narrative was only half true. It was a masterclass in digital manipulation, social media hype, a charismatic leader, and this deep conviction that the system is rigged.
That phrase, gilded rage, really stuck with me. It's this righteous anger at the gatekeepers, the hedge funds, the regulators, but the goal isn't to tear it down. They want the Lamborghinis too.
Exactly.
They want to beat the system at its own game. And crypto is the perfect vehicle for that. It promises a world without banks, without intermediaries, a libertarian paradise.
But the book is super skeptical of that utopian promise. Silverman argues that crypto is actually incredibly centralized. It's controlled by a small number of exchanges and early adopters.
And the rug pulls, where developers hype a project and then disappear with the money. He shows those aren't anomalies. They're a logical outcome of a system built on hype and no regulation.
The part that got me was the community aspect. These online tribes with their own language, diamond hands, paper hands. It's like a digital religion.
Totally. And they celebrate coordinated raids on the stock market. It's not investing. It's social warfare. The enemy is always the elite, the suits. And the financial upside is almost secondary to the thrill of belonging.
But there's a really dark side too. Silverman talks about online harassment, doxing, death threats against critics. The rage isn't passive, it's weaponized.
And it makes rational conversation impossible. Every dip is a sale. Every crash is a cleansing. Every bad news is a FUD spread by the enemy. It's a belief system.
So what's the takeaway? For me, it's that this isn't just about money. It's a symptom of a deeper loss of faith in institutions, in the American dream. The old promises are broken.
And if you want to go deeper, the whole library is over at 7minutebooks.com/app with over 6,000 fiction and nonfiction titles you can read or listen to in any language. It starts at $2.99 a month, $9.99 a year, or $19.99 for lifetime access. Silverman shows us that the real story isn't about the money. It's about what happens when a generation loses faith in the system. We'll see you in the next one.